It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Okay, on today's show, we will get some firsthand perspective of how the president's tone seems to be changing, at least according to some of the Washington press corps. I don't know if they think that's good or bad. We'll ask. We'll find out. Shelley Goldberg here with some parenting help and much, much more. Breaking news as it happens. It's Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families.
Okay, I ended yesterday's show with discussing what Mike Lindell had said just moments before from the White House Rose Garden. And here's the thing. I am ashamed of a certain segment of America today. Because when you look at what Mike Lindell did, what he said at the podium there in the White House earlier this week, when you understand what he has offered to do in terms of his own company, and then you see what happened on social media and Twitter in the 24 hours that followed, it just turns my stomach. I don't know what the progressive Twitter or the ragey Twitter or angry Twitter or cranky Twitter or whatever else you want to call them. But these professional haters who are so blinded by just this insane rage that they have against the president and anybody who likes the president or cooperates with the president or even says the president treated him nicely once seems to be in the crosshairs for these animals, these courageous keyboard warriors that are spending their quarantine time trying to tear down anything good that may come from this. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot to get to. So what did he do? What did this American patriot do when he went and announced what he announced in the Rose Garden just a couple of days ago? Because minutes after he said it, Twitter felt obligated to just drop a nuclear bomb. These are terrible times we live in. I'm ashamed of many fellow Americans. Because what Mike Lindell did, at great personal expense and sacrifice to the welfare of his main business, his main revenue for how he supports his family, his pillow company, he decided to retool up to 75% of the manufacturing plant so that he could begin immediately producing these life-saving masks that everybody is weirded out about and bent over backwards about how we don't have enough of. And he's going to do it at cost. He's not going to make a dime off the thing. Something else that people didn't latch onto is that he also said that he is forming an inner circle of his business, basically, an inner advisory circle that's going to basically be dedicated to help coach other businesses, identify challenges, and prepare for how to deal with the aftermath of the crisis. That there's such a problem in the small business world right now that there are going to be a lot of companies that need help in terms of figuring out how to survive, and they're going to provide that counsel and that coaching to them as just a good thing to do. Being a good American, helping other Americans in this time of need. And he's not the only one that's done it, by the way. You've had CEOs of major grocery and pharmacy and retail chains that all said a few weeks ago, we're going to open up our parking lots and we're going to, you know, that will allow people for drive-through testing. Now, to me, Lindell's sacrifice is much bigger. If you're going to give up 75% of your manufacturing capacity for this, this is like when they changed the factories into tank factories in World War II. We're identifying the enemy. We're all in. And here's the thing. What he said that was supposedly so offensive, causing this Twitter rage, was only 53 seconds of his total 2 minutes and 39 seconds that he had. So to break it down, he spent a minute 46 talking about the stuff that MyPillow is going to do and the way he's going to change what he's doing in order to help. And then he said, I want to go off script for a second, Mr. President, will you let me? And right there in front of the president, this is what he said to the watching world. Quote, God gave us grace on November 8th, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of schools and lives, and our nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, to read our Bibles, to spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope. Just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, lowest unemployment, wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president and vice president, this administration, and all the great people in this country, all praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that is stronger and safer than ever. That's what he said. A whopping 53 seconds. But progressive Twitter and leftist Twitter and godless Twitter and angry Facebook and all of them. How dare an American express his own faith while standing on the White House grounds, behind a government-owned podium, at the invite of the president, behind the seal of the president? This is what they were saying. Mind-numbingly stupid threads on social media, shouting, violation of separation of church and state. Most of the participants, never even realizing that we're arguing about this, they kept invoking the Constitution. Constitution says separation of church and state. No, people, it's not in the Constitution. It's never been in the Constitution. You're wrong. If you're gonna say things, if you're gonna put them on Twitter, at least try to get them right. Separation of church and state is from a private letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote. Then if you pushed back on any of these people, they would soften the criticism to say, well, maybe it's not constitutional, but by allowing the MyPillow guy to say that, the government didn't remain neutral in its position to religion, which is an irrelevant argument and also a false one. The First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. Government, specifically Congress, is therefore not allowed to bestow favors on people, say, who practice Buddhism, but then turn around to the Jews who observe Shabbat and say, you guys got to go to jail. Government's not allowed to create legislation that allows Muslims to quote the Quran or Muhammad and then turn to Christians and say, you can't quote, you know, the Gospel of John. In fact, the First Amendment goes out of its way to say that the government may not prohibit the free exercise thereof. So if ragey Twitter needed a reason for people's heads to explode, just imagine what would have happened if President Trump had actually uttered the same words that Lindell had, and he has every right to. You don't lose your constitutional rights when you become an elected official. Now, angry Twitter has every right to disagree with Mike Lindell. Liberals have every right to rave about maniacal, insane things all they wish. By the way, the same First Amendment protects them in doing that. When the First Amendment was crafted, Americans had escaped a tyrannical state church that meddled and disallowed independent belief in God. The founders never imagined a culture that would largely become haters of God, and thankfully, they had the foresight to protect against one if it did. But Mike Lindell's speech was not a violation of the Constitution. It was the First Amendment of the Constitution in perfect action. Cranky Twitter can go be a crank on someone else. He didn't violate anything. He was practicing his faith and encouraging others in their practice of faith to love our families more. Never realized that would be some sort of awful message, but I'm glad he gave it. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Some troubles in the Bronx on the Bruckner Expressway this afternoon, traveling westbound, coming to 149th Street. It is a broken-down car. The right lane is out of service. There is also an accident eastbound near White Plains Road. That has just been taken off the roadway. Deegan, a 7-minute travel time northbound from the Triborough Bridge up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. 8-minute travel time both ways on the Cross Bronx between the Bruckner Interchange and the George Washington Bridge. Now let's talk about the George Washington Bridge, because we have a lot of interstate traffic, a lot of tractor-trailer traffic making essential deliveries here. And the inbound side of the GW Bridge, I want you to avoid that, especially for tractor-trailers, because you can't use the lower level. We have a 30-minute delay on the upper level. That's all because of construction on the New York side. The left and center lanes are out of service. Now, if you're not in a commercial vehicle, you can use the lower level, and that just has very minor delays. If you are in a truck, Lincoln Tunnel or the Holland Tunnel or the Tappan Zee Bridge, depending exactly on where you need to be. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
They call this sheltering in place. Sometimes it feels lonely. Sometimes you get overwhelmed. That's when the radio comes on, and the person on the other side is somebody you know, somebody you respect, somebody you trust. And in just a few minutes, you start to understand. We can get through this. Everybody else is going through the same thing. What we're going through is hard. This radio station is going to get me through it all. We're all going to make it. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
So if Jim Acosta is saying that he thinks Donald Trump is getting it, is that indicative of the rest of the press corps? Let's turn to a columnist for The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, who's also the author of the new bestseller, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. We've got a lot to get into discussion with her about. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Corona Week 3.
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Corona without the lime. That's what this is turning into.
Exactly.
Anyway, before we get into shop talk, how are you holding up?
I am well. I'm up in New England with my family. We're all just kind of hunkered down and hoping that this ends soon so everyone can get back to life.
Yeah. No, I think that's the general feeling amongst most Americans and certainly all of the people that reside in the McCullough household at this point. But thanks for being here regardless. We got a lot to talk about. You're a penny pincher and you watch what government does by way of spending. And you've got some things to say about the stimulus that was just passed. I'll get into that in a second. But I want you to respond to what Jim Acosta started us out there with. He's I don't know what the frame of heart was that he said that to Anderson Cooper last night, but saying that this was a different kind of Donald Trump and that he gets it. Is the media finally, after 3 weeks of just all out panic and suffering by the American people, finally going to start doing their job and reporting the actual news and cut the president a little bit of slack? Or are they, or do you think this was just a mild moment of insight from Mr. Acosta?
I think that some in the media are beginning to realize that if they continue to be flagrantly dishonest, people will start getting angry, start tuning out, and catch on to the real agenda behind the anti-Trump coverage. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, if you say everything Trump does is bad, then, well, people assume nothing he does is really bad. So maybe people like Acosta are realizing that if they just keep saying every single thing Trump does is bad, it really starts to erode their own credibility, and people just roll their eyes and change the channel at some point.
I tend to agree with you, and I've said from the beginning, and I haven't said it a lot lately because no one's listening, but I said from the beginning, if everything he does is the worst thing that's ever happened to planet Earth, then pretty much nothing he's doing is that bad, because you just can't have, it can't be on full blast all the time and have any degree of credibility to it. So it's interesting. And, you know, I want to get your take on this, too. I talked about this in the open, but Mike Lindell, of course, MyPillow is a sponsor to the show and a longtime friend. And I know him well. I know him very well. He actually has several little vignettes about me in his book that he just published. And I feel like I've really understood who this person was. He absolutely made coronavirus ragey Twitter go one step more ragey yesterday by just speaking from his heart about a concern that he has about the country, and that from where he sits, he sees that it's his impression that we've abandoned God in some respects, and that if we'll turn back to him, that we'll be a better country. I'm grossly summarizing his exact quote, but it was like 53 seconds of total time in the briefing. And to read Twitter yesterday, it was as though he had gone out and murdered a bunch of babies or something. I mean, it was impossible to see where this rage was coming from.
People who are, you know, leftists, this new strain of liberalism is full of anger and full of hate towards anybody who has faith or joy in their heart. It is so despicable, Kevin. Right now, we need more faith. We could use a little God in this country. And there are so many people out there, these keyboard warriors and these leftists, who just love every opportunity to tear down people of faith and to tear us apart at the seams. It is so destructive. And this is really what makes me worried more than the virus, is just how divided we've become and the pure seething hatred that we're seeing on the left right now. It's really, really terrifying and could have long-term consequences for this country. I mean, we're dealing with a real pandemic and an economic crisis right now. We need to come together. We need some faith. We need to find areas of agreement. And unfortunately, these trolls and these people with hate in their hearts are using the opportunity to score political points and put others down. It's really shameful.
It really is. And if he had never said anything about his faith in his statement and just said what he had said, that his company is going to try to help other companies survive and that he's going to make 50,000 masks a day indefinitely going forward, sacrificing 75% of his own company's productivity, I think everybody would be like clapping their hands and saying he's a hero, because he adds that little tiny personal viewpoint to it. He's now the spawn of Satan. I don't get it. Hey, your newest piece deals with the stimulus, and I know that the stimulus is a mixed bag for most people. It is for me. I want small businesses to be helped, but I'm sure that there's a lot of graft that's going to go through that process. What'd you find, and where can people read the piece?
So the piece is in the Federalist. And look, I know we need bold action right now. We need strong leadership. So I don't begrudge Trump and Congress for doing something and passing landmark legislation. But the waste in this bill is absolutely disgraceful. Only a small percent of the money is actually going to people affected by coronavirus and hardworking Americans. And politicians on both sides of the aisle, Kevin, used this bill and used the coronavirus panic to basically take a bunch of spending items that were left on the cutting floor during the continuing resolution debates last year and just discreetly slip them in this bill with no political blowback. That's how you end up with funding for refugee resettlement, the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center,
yeah, crazy
travel
stuff.
Agents, casinos, I mean, yeah. The list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, friends, go over to thefederalist.com. We'll also tweet it out with this broadcast as well. And read Kristen's latest piece, Kristen B. Tate at The Federalist, on the stimulus, waste, abuse, and fraud. Kristen, stay safe, be well. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have generally clear skies, 55 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, public and charter school students will have no spring break and will instead continue their distance learning right through the end of April. Some teachers are upset that vacation has been canceled. New York City public school students and teachers were scheduled to be off from April 9th to the 17th, but the state education department has mandated that all schools continue to provide remote instruction, meal for students, and child care for essential workers. City officials worry that any break now could lead to social distancing problems in many neighborhoods. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling for federal funding from the stimulus package to immediately be sent to hospitals under financial stress because of coronavirus. About $100 billion was set aside for hospitals in the more than $2 trillion aid package recently passed by Congress. Gillibrand is asking the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to fast-track stimulus money to the hospitals right away so they can use it to build temporary medical sites and purchase equipment and protective gear. Governor Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases continues on an upward trajectory, with nearly 84,000 known cases statewide and over 1,900 deaths attributed to the disease. New York City has nearly 48,000 cases, and Westchester has the second most in the state with more than 10,000 cases. The governor says the rate of hospitalization and ICU visits also continue to rise, but at fluctuating rates, with some experts predicting a surge in patients at the end of April. Taking a look at the traffic, essential workers avoid that George Washington Bridge inbound upper level, a 30-minute delay. If you can grab that lower level, not everybody can, but if you can, grab it, because that's actually a pretty good alternative. Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel will work for commercial vehicles. So will the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low of 40. Sunshine breezy tomorrow, high of 55. Clouds on Friday with a high of 57. And partly sunny Saturday with a high of 54. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors and administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps even most impressive is their 100% success rate. That's right, they sell 100% of properties brought to the market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and we are still operating in kind of a different situation. I am in a completely different studio, and Alex is working from home, and we just pray for us. It's an interesting time for our country. And for those that we love and care about and all the things that we're dealing with. And it's one of the reasons why I'm really grateful that we have Shelley Goldberg each week to come with her kind of insight on parenting and to help us maybe shape this time a little bit differently than we'd be tempted to. And Shelley, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being back. I speak very personally when I say this, that if it's been a struggle for anyone, it's been a struggle for the McCulloughs, just because when you have three kids that just, you know, so desperately want to live life, and for the last now almost 3 weeks, their routine has become very very different from what it has been in the past, and very rigid and very almost limiting in many ways. Well, very, very much limiting in a lot of ways. There's a psychological factor to this that really does begin to set in. And so I think we need good reminders like the one you want to bring for us today.
Yes. And Kevin, there's no question. I mean, this is a terribly frightening time. And here we are being asked to stay in place, you know, to shelter in place and self-quarantine for certainly a couple of weeks towards the end of April for sure. And I was thinking, you know, I really wanted to remind parents that it's, as frightening as all of this is also a wonderful opportunity to teach our kids the most valuable life lessons and to show them what's truly valuable in life, because it's no longer abstract.
Right.
We're now actually living it. And so I think in the most powerful way, this is an incredible opportunity to teach our kids. And I'm talking about kindness, compassion, the definition of a true hero, not the Kardashians, not celebrity worship, but a true hero, like Mike Lindell, you know, in his 53 seconds. I know that you wrote about it, for Town Hall.
Yeah.
But bringing our kids' attention to those things, sacrifice, the people who are standing up and being counted and talking about things that are important, like you and the hydrochloroquine, and bringing so much attention to that. And that's now has the potential to be an amazing game changer. But these are the values: kindness, compassion, the definition of a true hero, and sacrifice, the people who are sacrificing for us.
Well,
and I,
And I think it may be on par. Like, I don't think that we've had anything in our history that's asked this much of us since maybe World War II. You know, I mean, and so it is a time to talk about big ideas and big values and why we as a family believe and adopt these values the way we do.
You're right. Big ideas, big values. And there are three things, Kevin, that in life we're called upon to do.
Okay.
Looking out for ourselves and our family, looking out for others, and doing what's best for our country. There's really three tiers that this pandemic is really bringing into focus. And by the way, before I go on, there was a wonderful article that inspired me to talk about this today. And I want to give credit to Claire Gillespie. She wrote a fabulous article in The Week, which is a news magazine.
Right.
But here are some things that parents can do.
Okay.
You don't want to focus on the frightening statistics. You want to point out and draw attention to your kids of all the millions of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, grocers, all those workers who are just working day and night to keep everything going. That's where you want to keep your attention. And I also think that you want to share stories of all the people who are showing kindness by delivering food to an elderly person or calling on the phone to check on somebody who's alone and doesn't have anybody, you know, who's caring for them. And as a family, what I'd also suggest is that everybody read together to learn more about all the phenomenal research that's being done all around the world. It's so uplifting. I mean, there are scientists that are toiling day and night looking for those medicines, looking for those cures that, you know, that are going to make a difference. And those are the kinds of things I would focus on with kids. You can also get together and then start brainstorming with your kids about the things they can do to help, you know, at the same time while maintaining the social distance. And for example, maybe each day it's 5 emails a day that everyone decides they're going to send to somebody who they feel might really need to hear, you know, from a friend, or they need an uplifting voice. You live in a house, maybe it's putting messages on your windows so that people who are driving by, or if anybody's walking by, they see some uplifting messages. Yeah. Tape them right to the window. For older kids, you might have conversations about how life is changing.
Well, the truth is, as you're pointing out, there are lots of options, and I'm so grateful. I want to make sure that we link that article with the podcast as well. And friends, if you missed any bit of what Shelley has for us each week, we've got that on the podcast as well. Shelley, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Mike Gallagher agrees with the president's response.
I mean, I come to work now with a sense of responsibility of giving you facts, arming you with knowledge. This virus is real. Social distancing is real. Keeping away from one another until we can flatten the curve matters. Numbers are increasing. There will be more deaths.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com, please, and use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults.
Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will? Trust? Power of attorney? Healthcare proxy? Living will or estate plan? The goals of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free comprehensive telephone consultation and see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors. Call 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, connorsandsullivan.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Everywhere I go.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
First, you mentioned Franklin Graham.
Yes.
Talking to him. As you know, his father, Billy Graham, was a trusted spiritual advisor and friend to many presidents. A lot of your predecessors in times of national emergency reached out to pastors and other spiritual counselors. Have you done that during this national emergency?
Well, I never say that, but Franklin Graham is somebody that's very special. I have many very special people.
You and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight, I think. He gets it.
All right. So there in that soundbite, you've got President Trump answering a question actually from Salem Radio's own Greg Cluxton, who had asked him, are you reaching out to spiritual advisors? And he mentions Franklin Graham by name. And then the second part of that soundbite is Mr. Acosta from CNN, who's usually being quite caustic with the president. But this time he says to Anderson Cooper, he thinks he gets it. Joining us is none other than John Catsimatidis, who spends this time with us each week. And John, I appreciate you being back. I know we're all discombobulated. You're operating from home. I'm operating from my home studio. We've got different things happening than we've normally been. How are you holding up? Before we talk shop, how are you holding up in the midst of the quarantine?
Well, you know, I go to the office for lesser hours. I go in from like 10 to 4 and try to have less stress and try to have less contact with anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm holding up pretty well.
That's good. And the family's doing well, the kids and
the family's
and Mrs.
doing
Katz?
Well.
Okay.
And right now we're on on 970 AM, which
yes.
We've been for years and years and years together. And the competition is my daughter on WABC.
Yeah. Well, you know, she does know the owner. So
she has a connection. Yes.
She's well connected. It pays to have friends in high places. But no, actually, yeah, you're right. Right this very minute, Andrea Catsimatidis is lighting up the airwaves over on WABC, and here we are on AM 970, The Answer, and it's an enjoyable reality to know that people who love talk radio are still about bringing talk radio, great talk radio, to the airwaves. So, John,
and Kevin,
I appreciate that.
I feel that both stations are my family, and we try to do the best for both of them.
And I know that some people are confused by that, but you've shown the exact same loyalty in the grocery space.
Yes. We bought D'Agostino two years ago. I put the D'Agostino family is actually running Gristides and D'Agostino.
Which is, and that just speaks to the character of John Catsimatidis. You always, and I didn't know this until Margot told me at the WABC launch, which you invited the 970 family to come over to. But she said that you guys have never gone in and take it. You never bought a company to end it. Like, you've always, when you buy a company, you try to give it the best life possible.
Yes, and we've held on to all our companies forever. We really never sold the company, and we just want to do the right thing for the people, and right now for the consumers, and with WABC and 970 AM, deliver the truth.
Yeah.
To all our listeners.
Well, we need more voices of truth, not less ones. So I'm grateful, John, for you taking that example. Hey, let's talk about what I was opening the segment with. Mr. Acosta said to Anderson Cooper last night, hey, I think the president had a different tone tonight, and he gets it. The briefing ran for over 2 hours. I've spoken to other people that were there. They said it was the most businesslike he's conducted one to date of anything. What's your as a CEO, what is Donald Trump doing from a CEO's perspective that maybe politicians had not done in the past? Why is he having different results here?
I think what Donald Trump is doing is only a CEO can do. A politician, a lawyer, and what, 70% of the politicians are lawyers?
Right.
I don't think they are capable of doing what President Trump is doing, to maneuver, to outsmart the enemy. And we do have an enemy. It's world war, what should we call it?
I think
world war virus.
Yeah, I mean, it is a world war, because this is attacking everyone. It is not a discriminator.
And I can't believe how they're attacking President Trump. Look, I think he's shut down as much as he could shut down, as fast as he realized there could be a problem. He shut down the Chinese. He shut down the Europeans. You know, and I'm saying to the Democrats would have never done that. And I'm not anti-democratic.
No, I know that.
But nobody has the courage in the Democratic Party to do that. And I'm proud of what Governor Cuomo is doing right now. He's showing some courage and he's showing some wanting to do the right thing and working with the president of the United States.
Yeah, no, and that's what we should be doing. We should be having that kind of bipartisan or even nonpartisan cooperation, because we're not, when we're facing this virus, it's not choosing Republicans over Democrats, and it's not choosing Democrats over Republicans. It doesn't care.
When Governor Cuomo was on my show on 970 AM a few weeks ago, the weekend after his meeting that Friday, I used as an example. I said, Governor, he is the president of the United States. He calls the shots. If you want, you got to make sure you represent the people of the state of New York. You got to do what's right to the state of New York and cooperate with the president, and he'll cooperate with you. And I think President Trump has done that with Cuomo and has delivered as much as he can.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I use as an example? My friend and my good friend, Jerry Nadler. He bashes Trump every opportunity he has. He'll never get that gateway tunnel. Should Trump give it to a guy that's bashing him?
Yeah. No.
So Jerry Nadler, Jerry, I'm calling out to you. You know, if you cooperate with the president, maybe the people of the city of New York will get that gateway tunnel.
Well, and I hope that there's a lot of cooperation by a lot of people before this is all over with. John, you and I are going to stick around. We've got another show coming up in just a few minutes. It's your Cats at Night broadcast. But thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. And keep delivering the truth out there.
You know that that's what this show's about. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought next.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me's got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is 5-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
From the Attorney General's office, I want to amplify
the announcement made yesterday that we will crack down on any physician or pharmacist or anybody else hoarding certain prescription drugs or inappropriately prescribing them to friends and family.
Another goofball governor that just doesn't get it. First of all, you can't hoard what has to be prescribed. So, first of all, no average everyday citizen in New Jersey is going to be guilty of this under Governor Murphy's big tough man act there. What an idiot. Saying that he's going to play tough with pharmacies and with doctors. Because they don't have enough to worry about right now, Governor Murphy, in just trying to save the people that are sick. You've got to come over and show them your belt buckle. Show them what a tough guy you are. Doctors, by the way, don't have to abide by anything that you say right now, Governor Murphy, because the FDA has authorized emergency use. So the doctor can prescribe it for himself to take hydroxychloroquine so that he is protected while he sees his patients and deals with treatment for people. He is allowed to prescribe it for as many of his patients as he wants, as many clients as he has. There's no limit right now under the FDA for a doctor to prescribe hydroxychloroquine according to your standards, Governor Murphy. You don't get to rule. You don't get to make this decision. No judge would say you get to make this decision. You're a governor. You're a former finance guy. You don't know anything about medicine. And if you try to take these guys to court, I'm pretty sure that's what a judge would find. Lastly, Governor Murphy, you've got a tough job. I don't want to make it tougher by pointing out how wrong you are on all the things that you're wrong on. So let me just end with this one. There will be no shortage of hydroxychloroquine tablets, of chloroquine doses, for the foreseeable future. Because 9 different big pharma companies, some of whom have plants in New Jersey, will be producing hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine at very advanced rates. We should have upwards of 250 million doses produced before April 15th. By the way, 250 million doses would be more than enough to treat and to cure every case that is currently active on planet Earth and have many millions left over. So I appreciate it, Governor Murphy. That's a big, shiny brass one you got there. Big, shiny brass belt buckle you got there. But you just need to simmer down there, little doggy. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.